Well, thanks, Mark, so much for the intro, and it's lovely to be with you all again. Changes. I don't think I can sing the song, but you probably know the lyrics. Changes. Turn and face the strange. Changes. Look out, you rock and rollers. Well, stay tuned to find out who first sung that. We'll listen to the full song in just a minute. We've certainly all faced our share of changes over the last 18 months, haven't we? We've changed our working practices, with many people working from home. We've changed our schooling, with many kids being taught at home now, returning to new teachers for the new term, with new friendship groups and new subjects. There's a lot of changes. We've changed our understanding of what we are and aren't allowed to do again and again, as rules on bubbles, masks and social distancing have changed so many times. Even for us at church, we've had to change how we do church at Christ Church Huntingdon, first onto YouTube, then onto Zoom, then we moved to Inflatabouts, and now we're at Stookley Meadows Primary School with a YouTube live stream. Well, in the Bible, there's a verse, it's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's very reassuring that in a world that has faced so much change in the last 18 months, there is one constant that doesn't change. And that is the wonderful reality of Jesus Christ. The one who God has made the CEO of the universe, the ruler, the rescuer. His existence never changes, even when people stop believing in him. His goodness never changes. He never has a bad day or has to apologize. And his love never changes. He continues to offer complete forgiveness and a fresh start to all who will turn to him. So the seasons change, the weather changes, we change, indeed, as we're going to hear in just a moment, changes. Pretty soon you're going to get older. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As we enter a new term, can I encourage you to introduce one small change into your life? Why not start asking Jesus for help? When you're worried, when you're stuck, when you're fearful, call out to Jesus. Ask him for help. Start praying to him, not to any God with a little g in general, but to Jesus in particular. Why don't you allow him into your life and ask him for help? That could be a life-changing change. Why not try it and come and let me know if it makes any difference? Thanks so much for listening and enjoy this great song by, yes, David Bowie. Have a great day. Bye.